What is it to be Hispanic living in USA today? That's a question that needs to be answered. My name is Israel Rendon. I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and today we're going to explore what it means to be Hispanic in USA today. Hispanic Heritage Month lands on the month of September. It is celebrated during this month because it is the anniversary of 8 Latin American countries: Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Mexico, Chile, and Belize. All these countries claim their independence during this month. However, in my opinion, the hype of Hispanic Heritage Month came to an end when President Donald Trump ordered an end to the Act of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. This program shields young undocumented immigrants from deportation, most of whom came to this country when they were young children. It also helps young undocumented immigrants to get a job with better pay and to further their education. This is a huge deal because most of these young undocumented immigrants have lived in the United States their entire lives and have never known any other country. President Barack Obama once said, "Imagine you've done everything right your entire life. Study hard, work hard, maybe graduated top of your class, only to suddenly face the threat of deportation to a country that you know nothing about." When President Barack Obama announced the DACA program, it gave hope to many young undocumented immigrants. However, Donald Trump ending DACA in 2017 caused many to start protesting and others to start saying goodbye to their relatives. In this podcast, we will begin to explore this idea from many perspectives on what is it to live as a Hispanic in this country. Make sure to stay tuned for next episode of this podcast. This podcast is supported by the Rittner School District. I'm Israel Rendon for KRHS Media.